You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right, welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 19.
Hey, y'all.
I know it. We're so happy to be here. Today is our kids' first day of school. So we feel free today.
Freedom.
We are so excited to, excited and sad.
Yes, very mixed emotions. Yeah,
summer's over, but now we're kind of getting back into routine, mm-hmm. and that means hockey season is just getting ready to start. A couple more weeks, and we have tryouts for our travel team, mm-hmm. so we'll keep y'all updated on that. But today, we decided to talk about nurture versus nature. And I know that people talk a lot about that in other aspects of, you know, child development and things like mm-hmm. that. But we kind of wanted to talk about it in like the sports realm. Mm-hmm. I randomly met this old man at McDonald's yesterday at breakfast. And if you can't already tell, I love to talk to people. It's a blessing and a curse. And sometimes I get myself in situations where I'm sitting at McDonald's for an hour talking to this
old man.
I'm trapped. And the reason that kind of like sparked my interest and kind of got me thinking about this topic was he was saying that his son was a college baseball player, really good baseball player, and did some minor league baseball. And that his grandson is almost going in to be a junior, so sophomore going to be a junior. And he's already been looked at by some college scouts. He is on this special summer travel team called like Area Codes, where they take people from different areas of the United States, and you have to be, you know, like
selected,
recommended. You have to try out. And he was at a tournament in California. And so the son was really good at baseball, but the grandpa, he never played baseball. Like, he played other sports. He was obviously athletic. He was very tall. He ended up being like a baseball coach. So, I mean, I guess he like ended up getting into the sport of baseball. But what was interesting to me is, like, you know, you have grandpa who never played baseball, who somehow his son got into baseball, ended up being a very successful athlete. Mm-hmm. And then his son becoming maybe even a even better athlete.
Yeah.
And it's just got me thinking of, like, is athleticism or the sport you choose, is that something that's like in your DNA? Mm-hmm. Can it be learned? Is it nurture? Is it nature? Like, kind of how that goes. And I think it's really relevant because in the South with hockey, we've talked about this a lot. Like, our families were not hockey people.
No.
So we're trying to like dive into this new realm.
Yeah.
And figure it all out. And like, what's that going to look like for our kids and our grandkids and mm-hmm. all that? So,
I don't know.
It's just my little brain.
It
all started at McDonald's. I didn't get the man's name.
Man.
I know. I'm surprised that we didn't like exchange phone numbers. I don't know. Best friends.
Weekly meetup. That's right. Mickey D's for breakfast.
That's right. See you, buddy. See you next week. But so I just thought that was kind of interesting, and just to kind of dive into that.
Yeah. Well, and I think too that we've got these Summer Olympics going on right now, and so we're seeing all these incredible athletes, and I think it's interesting to kind of, you know, look at them and read about their histories and that sort of thing, and figure out, you know, did they come from a long line of Olympians or Olympic elite athletes, or did they kind of forge this path for themselves?
Right. Well, and I always think about, like, how did you get your kid into that? Like,
what
was the catalyst that you were like, I think you could be an Olympian?
Right.
You
Especially know? Some of the sports. Some of them are so random. Yeah. Like, we were watching, like, free climbing last night.
Yes, I saw
that. Yeah. And I don't know. They have some really random sports in the Olympics.
Well, and how do you even know what the qualifiers are? Because, like, there's qualifying things you have to do prior, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how did they find you, and how do they know?
Right. Like,
that
you've
you
got
are, yeah.
the communist company, not companies, communist countries where you're like plucked from your mother's womb and handpicked to do these things.
Uh-huh.
And I do wonder how they make those decisions too. In those countries where they're like picking you when you're an infant to basically and saying, okay, you're going to be our Olympian for gymnastics or whatever sport. Like, do they look at the parents, like the parents' size and their athletic performance growing up? Or I do wonder what the measures are. Maybe I can look that up later.
Is there like a test that
you
take? I know there's
when you're like two?
Because
they start training them so young. Maybe they just pick a bunch of them and start training them and then pick from there.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like if you were meant to be in a certain place, like, you would find your way.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you know, I believe that we are put on this earth in a certain place for a reason.
Right. And with a purpose.
I guess, you know, it's like Wayne Gretzky. Like, he was going to be great. He broke into that and was awesome. And, I mean, I've looked at a little bit of history of Wayne Gretzky. And, you know, he was playing on teams and doing this and doing that at a very young age. But, you know, like, how did you get into that? Like, how did you – I mean, obviously, he's good. And, like, there's good kids at our rink that I see. But I just feel like, how are they going to get exposure?
Right.
How are scouts from Minnesota going to know that so-and-so is good? Yeah. I don't know.
And I don't know. I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like if you want to play hockey on a truly elite level, you're probably going to have to make some moves out of the Southeast.
You're probably right.
Like, I think I've talked before on this podcast about the guy that I met who was 14 at the time, and he was moving to South Carolina, which is still the Southeast, but apparently they have better hockey there. Because his goal was to make the Junior Olympic team.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know if he made it or not. Hopefully he did. But, you know, he was literally leaving his family to go live with another family to play hockey. So, I don't know. And I don't know either. I feel like I asked his mom. I don't think anybody else in his family was a hockey player.
Right.
But I don't think you necessarily have to have the genes for a specific sport. But I do think athleticism has a pretty heavy genetic component.
I agree. I definitely agree. And I think, like you said, I mean, just because your grandpa played basketball and he's really tall, you could be really tall, but not like basketball.
Right.
But we can train you in skills in other sports.
Exactly.
Like in football, because like quarterbacks, they're usually tall.
Right.
Or other, you know, pretty much every position in football are really tall. But so like you said, it can be a genetic thing. And we've talked a lot about like our kids, and maybe Chip and Stealth will have like a huge growth spurt and we will be surprised as to like how they end up being. But we've even said, like, with like you and your husband, me and my husband, like, we just don't anticipate them being
huge people.
Linebackers,
right,
you know, to play
and
football.
Like, we're at a big school district in Alabama. There are some real big kids out there playing football.
Yeah.
So it's probably not super likely. I mean, not to say, I mean, certainly there are different components to football and, you know, you need speed and agility and those sorts of things, but their odds of getting hurt seem a lot higher playing on that level in the state of Alabama.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, and 6A. Exactly. And I think that if your kid was interested in a sport, it would be good to try it and get into it as far as you possibly can. But then there might be that kind of crossroad of like, I mean, I hate to say it, but like they try out for the team and they don't make it.
Right.
Because it's easy for everyone to play now.
Yeah.
But as you get even into like middle school and high school, there's only so many spots on the team, right?
Right.
So you could be this great player in little league, but if you're, you know, if you're up against, you know, a kid that's like, maybe you have the same skill level, but he's taller and bigger and stronger than you are, like, you might lose out just because of size or what they're looking for, I guess.
There's a man I follow on TikTok who was some sort of professional athlete. I'm honestly not sure what, but now he like trains younger kids and younger athletes. And he was talking about how like puberty is like the great equalizer, because you'll have these kids that are like elite and like they're the best on all the travel teams and everything, and then like everybody hits puberty and it's a whole different ball game, because there's bigger, you know, kids hit growth spurts, and also, you know, those developmental skills just kind of catch up and they get better. And so that's when you really see, you know, who's going to really actually be more of an elite athlete once they've kind of grown into their full-size bodies and have met all of those milestones.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I mean, I know you know this because you work in the medical field. Like, do you feel like, I mean, like if a kid is going to be tall, they're obviously going to be tall. Like, that they're just destined to be tall. But do you feel like sleep and diet and exercise, do you feel like that can be a factor to that genetic component, or is it?
I definitely think that can be a factor in their performance and their endurance and those sorts of things. I think, you know, height is going to be more just
genetic.
Your DNA.
Like, you can't just pray, Lord, make me taller.
Like, you know, your protein, kid.
That's right.
Like, that'll make your muscles better and your strength better. But height, I think, is purely genetic. Yeah. Sure. Except maybe in a few extenuating circumstances where you have growth hormone deficiency and those sorts of things. But we won't get into endocrinology today.
Right, here we go. She's got her nurse practitioner hat on. So you're like, you can't stretch them. There's nothing you can do.
No.
Can't stretch them on a table. I know. I think my husband, he's average height, like maybe 6 foot. He's probably not even 6 foot, a little bit less than 6 foot. And he's like one of the tallest people in his family. Like,
yeah.
All of his family is just like super short. He's just not that tall, but which is fine. I mean, he's not like mad about it.
Yeah.
But he played golf in college. And so like no one really cares about your height in golf.
Right.
He's even said that like when they do your stats like each year.
Sorry, it's a bug. It's a bug. For a second, I thought it was a spider.
But they do like your stats each year for any college athlete, I guess. You know, your physical. And like 1 year he was like 5'11", and then like the next year he was like 5'10", and he was like, I don't know if I shrunk. Or like maybe different shoes on. Maybe I didn't have shoes on. Like maybe they just didn't care and they just put a number
down. Throwing something down.
But again, like they don't really care about height when it comes to golf. But I imagine if you were like a basketball player, they would probably
make a difference.
They'd be like, oh, he's 6'5¾". They're gonna like round up.
Maybe fudge it a little bit.
Yeah, make him taller.
Trying to get recruited and those sorts of things.
That's right. Well, and I always talk to my husband too because like he played a lot of sports growing up. So he played basketball and baseball and football. I feel like he was pretty good. I don't know. I'm just getting his information. He says he was pretty good, so we'll give him that. I assume he was. But then it was in eighth grade that he started playing golf, and that's kind of where it like launched from there, that he really was like passionate about it. He practiced all the time and that was his thing. Well, his biological father was not into sports like at all.
Okay.
So that didn't really come from him. His mom had never really played golf, and his stepdad, he was into golf, but again, like there's no genetic.
So maybe that nurture component.
Yeah. So that where the nurture comes in, because his stepdad played golf. He got Cody out there to play golf, and then it just kind of clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, his mom plays golf, but it was not something that she did at a young age. I mean, she's a decent female player. She's not going to like, you know, it's not going to go wild when she's out there.
Yeah.
So I think that for him in the golf space, it was more of like a nurture. Mm-hmm. And what's that saying? Like effort beats talent when talent gives no effort or something.
Yeah.
I don't think it's effort. I don't know what the word is. I'll have to look it up. But I think at that point it was like he put in a lot of effort, a lot of time. Maybe there was some talent. There was
some
athletic ability in him. But I just think it's interesting. Like that's kind of how he ended up in college. So I ask him a lot of times, like, do you wish that Stealth or our other kids would play golf? And he's like, you know, I don't really. Like he's kind of either way. Like he doesn't really care. Like if they showed interest, like that would be fine. But it's not like just because he played golf, now his kids have to play golf.
He's not
going to
force that on them. Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of parents out there that kind of do that in a way.
And they're trying to like live vicariously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I was a great baseball player, so like my son's going to be a great baseball player. And the kid goes out there and like
hates it.
Yeah. Can't catch it. Can't hit it. Can't do anything.
Yeah.
And
or they may even be good at it, but they just don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Don't have the passion.
Yeah.
So that's where I think it's like interesting because, you know, that kind of gives, I don't say, again, I don't know what is going to happen with Stealth's hockey career, right?
Yeah.
But just because we didn't start out as a hockey family, it's not in our blood. We don't have anybody that's, you know, a professional hockey player in our family. There is a potential that he could be, like, a decent player and
absolutely
go as far as he wants to go just because he does have some athletic ability.
Right.
You know?
And I think, you know, it's kind of on us to instill that work ethic in them that, you know, yes, you have some athletic ability. You have those genes, you know, but you got to put the effort in.
Yeah.
And especially if you want to play on an elite level in any sport.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good combination of the two. Like if you are awkward and no one in your family's ever played sports or you've never played a sport, you're probably not going to just pick. I mean, I'm sure there's outliers there.
For sure.
But I definitely think there's a combo of nature and nurture, genes and hard work.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know, like, for me, playing sports, my dad played baseball. Mm-hmm. So, like, I ended up playing softball. It was not forced upon me. It was just something. Yeah. Like, I grew up in a small town. There was not that many options. And I really love softball. I played it all through high school. Well, my dad was also, like, a basketball coach. And he tried to get me into basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, I hated it. Like, yeah. It was just not for me.
Yeah.
Not tall. I'm short.
Yeah.
I'm kind of fast, I guess. But it was just not for me. And kind of the same thing. Like, my dad could have been like, no, you're going to play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care. And, you know, whatever. But he let me choose what I wanted to do. And I actually was more interested in, like, cheerleading and gymnastics. And I had an older sister that she also did cheerleading and gymnastics. And she was a really good gymnast. But our mom has no cheerleader. Like,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you, like, my mom doesn't listen to this podcast because she doesn't know how to get on it. I need to show her. She's not very athletic at all.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So it's just interesting. I don't know. Like, I think, I'm sure there's, like, so much. You could really dive deep into, like,
for
genetics
sure.
and this and that and, like, statistics. But I just think it's really interesting how you can have parents that, like, aren't that athletic and they have an Olympian.
Yes.
Or you can have parents that are really athletic and their kid doesn't want to play sports.
Right. Well, I think sometimes, too, even if parents didn't, like, play a lot of sports themselves, some of it, too, is just the traits they pass on. Like, you're smaller, you're more petite, so you are generally going to do a little better in, like, gymnastics right. and as a cheerleader. Michael Phelps, for instance, has ridiculously long wingspan.
Yeah.
Wingspan, not span.
I know what you meant.
Which automatically is going to make him a better swimmer.
Yeah.
That's not to say that if he had just hopped in a pool, he would automatically know what to do. He's put in years and years of hard work.
Right.
We were watching sprinters last night, or like the relay, and those women, especially, they are all legs. Like, their legs are so long, and that genetic, like, they had no control over that. So I definitely think that just like the traits that form your body plays a huge role in it too.
That's very true. And I think it's important that, I mean, not even parents, I mean, because parents are important, but like coaches, like as we get into school, mm-hmm. I think it's really important for coaches to like see those traits in people and kind of like if you're a track coach and you, mm-hmm. I don't know, you see this girl who's a freshman in high school and she's not on the track team. I mean,
right.
Maybe you go be
maybe
like, hey,
we
like,
plug them in.
Have you ever thought about running track?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that those coaches, and a lot of people talk about that, like when you hear their stories, or mm-hmm. like, yeah, you know, my football coach was like a big part of my life, or my track coach or swimming coach. So I think it's important for these people that have passions and this, you know, want to help kids
younger
and be
athletes.
A coach like, to do that and mm-hmm. really see potential in kids and feed into that potential.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I always think about like the gymnast too. Like I read about Simone Biles and she was like in foster care.
Yeah.
And her grandparents raised her and she was like in gymnastics and I mean, which she is the GOAT. She's so amazing.
She's amazing.
But I think her coach was like, she is something special. Like,
right.
You need
to. All that talent.
Yeah. And there's a lot of girls out there that do that type of gymnastics. Mm-hmm. But you know, I guess that's what is hard to tell kids, especially 7 and 8 year olds, is like, there are people better than you.
Right.
And if you want to be the best, you're going to have to put in the work. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that they just don't get that.
It's hard to get that at that age. It's hard to get that as an adult.
For sure.
To realize the level of work.
Sports.
Yeah.
It's in so many aspects mm-hmm. of life. I mean, you know, when our daughters go to college, like there's going to be a prettier girl.
Yes.
There's going to be someone that's skinnier. You know, has bigger boobs than you, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just true. And you have to find that, like, self-confidence in yourself mm-hmm. to know that you're awesome and really feel good about yourself and not always compare.
Right. But also not be, I mean, you want to be content where you are, but also always striving to be better.
Exactly. You don't want to be, like, lazy.
Right.
Like, I'm good, so.
Yeah. Look how special I am. Yeah. They're just jealous because I'm better than them. Like,
right.
No.
I weigh 500 pounds, but it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I have to buy 2 seats on the airplane, but it's fine. So you're right. Like, there's kind of that fine line of, like, striving to be better, but also, like, not over-criticizing yourself. Right.
Not beating yourself up.
Yeah.
And overly comparing.
Right. Exactly. Well, and, you know, like, we've talked about this, like, with you and Addie. Like, you were into dance growing up. And, like, you, I don't say you pushed Addie into dance, but that was probably, like, a natural...
Like, I hoped she would want to dance. But when she first tried it, she didn't like it. So we
did something
pivoted
else.
Pivoted to something else. And now we're back at dance. So right. I'm not sad about it, but I didn't push her.
She was meant to do that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And she probably gets some of that talent and some of that, you know, like you said, love or
yeah,
you know, interest
passion, yeah.
in dance from you.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that it's a really good testament to you as a parent because she didn't love it. So you're like, okay, let's back off.
Yeah.
She has something else. And then she found her own way.
Right.
It wasn't a forceful thing. Mm-hmm. So I can see, like, for me, like, when Riker gets to the age where she can do stuff, like, I'll probably get her into gymnastics.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of dance, but I wasn't a very good dancer. I don't know. Again, small town, there's not that many options.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know, I feel like I did ballet and it, like, conflicted with something and
probably.
I don't know.
They get their claws in you and you're there all the time.
Exactly.
Burnt out.
Again, like my body stature, like I have real short, like I was not going to be a ballerina. Like I just don't have that sure. look.
Yeah.
But, gymnastics more so. But I would love for her to get into like gymnastics or dance
yeah.
or whatever. And I do think that I'm going to have to understand that she might not want to yeah. do that. And
maybe she wants to play hockey like her brother.
That's
you never
right.
know.
She's already like hitting the puck
yeah.
upstairs. So you never know.
Might be a little hockey star.
That's right. Or she might be a little figure skater. You know,
sure. That would be fun.
Like, you know, she's kind of more, not cheerleadery, but like dance.
More feminine kind of vibes.
But I will say, I see those figure skaters and like they have like no clothes on, which is fine. I'm not judging them. But they, you know, have those little leotards
yeah.
on and they fall on that hard
ice. I know,
ice
it's gotta be cold and
yeah.
uncomfortable.
And I can only imagine how bad that hurts.
Because
I fall down and I have like layers on.
I know. I guess when they're initially starting, they wear layers. And then once you get good.
Then
I
you
don't
can.
Know.
Then
I
you
know.
Can. You're a little more brave.
Yeah.
Maybe you've just like fallen so many times that you're just like
just
whatever.
Not even fazed by it anymore.
Yeah. It's not even worth putting all the extra effort
yeah.
into the extra layers. I don't know. But
yeah.
I also think about some of those professional athletes that have kids that play professional
mm-hmm.
sports now or play college sports.
Like, yeah.
You know, Deion Sanders. You know,
yeah.
Like two of his sons were
right.
on his football team.
Right.
So like. I mean,
clearly there's a genetic component
yeah.
there. Like I saw an interview with Michael Phelps the other day. It was really cute. And he was talking about going to his son's first swim meet. And he was like being kind of, he was trying not to like say it, but he was basically like, he beat the crap out of everybody.
Yeah,
he was trying not to say it. I think it was Jimmy Fallon that was interviewing him. And he was like, it's okay, dude, you can say it. Like he
yeah.
beat the crap out of everyone. And he was like, yeah, he really did.
He really did.
Like if you imagine going to your child's swim meet and you look up and there's Michael Phelps and his kid getting in the pool, and you're like, okay, well, we're going to lose.
We lost.
Like,
damn it. I know. Especially like an individual
like,
sport. Like
yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know?
I'm like, okay, well, we don't stand a chance. Maybe we'll get silver.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, if I'm second to Michael Phelps.
Yes, kid, I'll take it.
I'll take it. But yeah, you're right. Like some kids are probably just destined
yeah.
to be that way.
Right.
I've seen like on TikTok or whatever where like the mom was a basketball player and the
yeah.
dad was a football player and like the kids are all 6 foot tall
yeah.
and they're all into sports.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's like a testament to like when you get married, you need to look at like
your mate.
Are you athletic?
Yeah.
What sports
if that's
play?
Important to you.
Yeah, you're right. You might not care.
I don't care.
You should marry them for their heart but
yes.
and how they're going to treat you. But if you're into sports, that could maybe be like on your pro-con list.
Yes.
Like maybe
absolutely.
Not a deal breaker, but a benefit. Right?
Yes.
I will say,
Cody,
whenever we got married, you know, like I said, I played sports and we've known each other since
yeah.
high school. Well, Stealth was playing baseball and I played softball.
Yeah.
Okay? Like I should know how to like play the sport. Well, throwing a softball and throwing a baseball are
it's
very
different. Yeah.
And I was like throwing the baseball to Stealth and it was going everywhere. Like it was terrible. And he was like, I thought you played softball. And I was like, I did. And he was like, okay. And then I would like throw it again. He'd be like, man, we got an athlete here. Like, just giving me a hard time. And he was like, man, I thought I was marrying you so like our kids could have a better chance of some athletic ability. But now I'm questioning it. And he loves to give me a hard time. But it was like I had forgotten how to like throw
yeah.
a ball.
Which yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it.
I know. Like, and I never had like the best arm anyways.
Yeah.
But still like, it was like I had never done it before. And I was like, I swear, like, I was pretty good in high school.
Yeah.
And again, coming from a small town, like, I wasn't getting a scholarship anywhere. But on my team,
yeah.
I was okay. And it was just the funniest thing because you're right. Like, I had, like, lost
yeah.
all this ability. And, again, my husband was laughing. He's like, man, what an athlete. And I was like, shut up, asshole. But And then, you know, he would go out there and he'd throw it and he was doing all this stuff and it just makes you mad.
You're yeah.
Like, why do you know how to do all this stuff?
I know.
And I think I said in a previous episode where he used to play baseball and he's like, yeah, I was a catcher and I had lessons and I did this. And I'm like, and then you just quit?
Right.
He's like, yeah, I just wanted to play golf. And then he was a quarterback on the football team. I was like, can you just quit? And he's like, yeah, I just wanted to. I'm like,
yeah.
What? Like, some people, it's like annoying that they're just good at sports.
They can just hop around and do any just sport.
Whatever sport they pick, they're just good at.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Jordan.
My little brother was. Yeah, Michael Jordan literally could play professional, well, semi-pro baseball.
Yeah.
And be the GOAT That's in basketball.
Right. Birmingham Barons.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, shout out. So, yeah. So, I guess people are like, it's just, or Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He was, like, really good. Was it baseball, too?
Yeah.
And like football?
Bo Jackson played.
Yeah.
Did he play professional baseball, too, or just college baseball? I know at Auburn he played baseball and football.
I don't know. But same thing. Like, you know, they played at, like, a high level.
It's insane.
It's like, what do you like better? Do you want to be a professional football player
or
a professional baseball player?
Yeah.
Which one?
I would go baseball every time because of the longevity, but that's just
me. Right. Well, and Patrick Mahomes' dad was a professional baseball player.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he
So there's that genetics.
That's right. There's genetics. So, you know, I feel like, I guess it really just depends. And I feel like we say this every episode, like, there's, like, no true answer. Like, we don't know. We know solutions on anything.
Yes.
Like, if you even care to hear our opinions. But it's just, like, could our kids be great at hockey just because they're athletic and we put the time and the effort? Sure.
Yeah.
Could our grandkids be really good at hockey because our kids are going to make them skate at 3 years old?
Pave the way for
them. Who knows? But I think that the biggest thing for me is just, like, finding the sport that they like and then sticking with that.
Because they're not going to want to put the effort in if they're not passionate about it.
That's right.
I mean, like, I played basketball for a couple of seasons, and I was terrible at it. So I didn't, like, practice regularly because I didn't really enjoy it.
Being good at something makes it more fun.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of – sounds awful, but it's the truth.
But it's true. Yeah.
Like, nobody when you are successful at something, like, you want
to
keep doing
it. But then you also have to put effort in to be successful. So it's like, vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle. One thing that I think about is not knowing people in the community, because I feel like networking is really important. Mm-hmm. Like that man at McDonald's. I'm going back to the man at McDonald's. My nice friend at McDonald's. He was saying that, like, his grandson, the reason he got kind of recommended for this area code team was because the coach at Auburn used to play with his dad. So, like, they had a connection.
Gotcha.
So they, like, were keeping in contact. And I guess he had kind of seen how well he was at baseball. And so then he told him to come to this, like, tryout, and then was recommended by his dad's friend.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying that the kid didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
But, like.
So now we've got nature, nurture, and networking.
The three N's. Right. So it's kind of like, and I feel like that for sure, like, in the job market, like, a lot of the jobs that I've gotten, it was because.
You knew.
Because I knew them.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure I had, I mean, obviously I performed
well. And the qualifications. Absolutely.
But it doesn't hurt to know somebody.
Absolutely.
And so, with that kid, it's like, would he have had the opportunity if his dad had not known the coach?
Right.
Coach had not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how many kids miss out on opportunities because
their parents don't know people?
We don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard too.
And I definitely think socioeconomic status plays a role too, because if your parents can afford, or one, have networking capabilities, and two, can afford to pay for private lessons and all the best equipment, and for you to be on multiple teams, I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars a year here.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a difference too. I mean, not to say that there aren't tons of professional athletes that have come from poverty, but, you know, you definitely get a leg up if your parents can afford for all those extras.
Exactly. And the kids that grow up in poverty, like you said, they do make it and they end up there. Mm-hmm. Like, how were they found?
You know,
like, who found them?
Just performed really well
in
their schools.
And then just
got recruited.
Yeah. Well, there's this one lady that I follow on Instagram, and her son plays, like, college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, he used to play baseball, but, like, that, her husband is not her oldest son's dad. Does that make sense? So there's no genetic relation.
So just nurture there.
Just nurture there. But She was talking about like social media now is really important because there's like so many teams.
Yeah, and, I can like, see that.
Scouts can't go to all these, you know, like there's only so many scouts that can't go to every single thing. So it's like probably getting into the right tournaments or being in the right place, but also like your social media, like having a good Instagram that like kind of highlights your
skills. Like I remember when my brother was like sending like, you know, doing some recruitment stuff, he like had like a videotape made like of his highlights and would send those out. So I guess now you forego that and you just make yourself an Instagram or TikTok or whatever and put your highlights on
Twitter, X, whatever it's called now. And she was also saying that like if there's a school that your kid wants to go to, like at a collegiate level, they should reach out to the coaches, send them their stuff. I mean, there's a lot of kind of like back end work that goes into it to be noticed, because you might not be noticed just by being, you know, winning your state championship or being on a good baseball team.
There are so many teams.
Exactly. So
that makes sense.
I know. And that's where we've talked about this too. Like with hockey, I mean, again, if Stealth even like tried out for like the Alabama club team and made it, I'd be like jumping for joy. Same. I think that'd be great. But let's just say he just like starts being super awesome.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to drive him to Canada or north and like to these showcases or something? Like, what is that going to entail? And I mean, and I also think sometimes, like as a mom, I'm like, he's so good. And like, you kind of, I mean, we know when our kids do bad, like we're not super blinded, but we just, we want to root for our kids and we want to put them in the right opportunity. But it's like, I don't want to like go to Canada and be like, he's ready. And then he gets out there
and like, they're like, oh, that kid's from Alabama, and it shows.
That's right.
Like, he did not grow up around a real hockey.
That's right. Who brought who allowed him here? So I don't know. I think obviously that stuff will come, but as a parent, I want to give him the best opportunity. And it's like, how do I even find these things?
Right.
Like, do I need to search on the internet? Do I need to, like, because I don't know anybody in the hockey community. So it's just, I don't know. I don't want him to potentially miss out on something because I'm not doing my part.
Or due diligence. Yeah, same.
But I also feel like we all have a path and a purpose, and what is meant to be will be.
Absolutely.
And if we're meant to be in this position, great. Yes. If not, that's okay too. We'll,
if Stealth and Chip are meant to play in the NHL, they'll work hard and they'll get there.
That's right.
And if not, they'll do big things elsewhere.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Maybe they're just going to be great hockey coaches for their children someday, and that's okay too.
That's right. And like, honestly, I'm happy with that.
Yes.
Because sports are not everything.
Right.
And
they teach so many good lessons for life in general.
That's true. And I will say, if you play a sport like football, you can't play that forever.
No.
Even if you go to college on a scholarship but don't make the NFL, like, it stops there.
Yeah. There are no, like, beer league. I mean, maybe there's flag football. But I've never heard of, like, tackle.
No.
That'd be probably disastrous.
Yes, you could play flag football, but not as much.
Yeah.
I know, like, with baseball, like, you can play, like, slow pitch softball.
Yeah.
That's kind of a thing.
Wes has done some, Wes's sport is basketball, and he's done some, like, basketball small groups.
Yeah.
And like in grad school, they had a basketball team, like, that they would, I don't know, I guess maybe it was an intramural, I don't know, but it was grad school. So, you know, you definitely have opportunities with some sports.
Yeah. And probably like a pickup basketball, you know.
Yeah.
Just go to like
just go to the gym and pick up games.
There's some games. Mm-hmm. Golf obviously is like a lifetime sport.
Sure.
You can play it forever.
Yeah.
And I did not believe this, but hockey is one of those you can play for a long time too. So I guess what I'm saying with this is like, if your kid like gets to the next level and then that's it, or they don't get to the next level and that's it, there's still opportunity as an adult to play and still make that part of your life, because it's obviously a passion. But, you know, you need to be selective on what you pick, you know, because I don't know. I guess really, if you think about it, there's a lot more sports. Like, you could bowl, you'd be bowling.
Bowling,
pickleball.
Hard time calling bowling a sport.
I know.
Sorry if you're a bowler. It's fun.
Pickleball, lots of people.
Yes, man, that one is blown up.
It really has. We're gonna have to start.
We got to. Yeah, we're gonna try it.
Maybe that'll be another
paddles.
Episode.
Yeah.
Follow us on
as we try pickleball.
Our pickleball journey. But I think that, again, when it comes to like nurture versus nature, it's a toss up.
Yeah.
Probably.
Combo of the two.
Yes.
I think.
It's gonna be the winning.
I'm sure there's some research out there on both, but yeah, I mean, it's gotta be a combo.
I agree. Well, if y'all have any opinions on nurture versus nature, please let us know mm-hmm. at our email and all of our socials. We hope you enjoyed this episode today. We had fun talking about it.
We did.
We just like hanging out and talking about whatever.
Yeah.
But if you have any ideas of topics that you want us to talk about, please let us know. And we will see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.